Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Fourth down play, it appeared on the sidelines on the TV broadcast that you might have been saying, what are we doing on that play? Was there some miscommunication, or were you just not happy with the play? Or,
Just frustration on my part. In a situation like that, probably should have just banged a timeout. We got the play in late. Didn't give ourselves a chance here.
An interesting quote there from Josh Allen. The question before it, too, is as he was seen with the what are we doing?
Herb Street points it out on the broadcast. It was pretty, they got the right angle at the right time to see it. So,
and
frustration is apparent.
Frustration is evident in that sort of thing. And that whole evening was frustrating for a lot of people. Obviously, everyone here, and plenty of people that take a little bit of an interest or, an eye on the Bills as well. And that includes our next guest here on the Western Hotline, as Jarrett Bailey joining us here to talk about this game as well as everything else. Jarrett Bailey with the Sporting News, Behind the Steel Curtain, Believe in Steelers. He is everywhere. But Jarrett, happy to have you here. Thanks for agreeing to come on with us here this morning here in Buffalo.
Yeah, guys, appreciate you for having me.
Jarrett, of course, frustrating evening for the Bills, and it's one of those games where it's not just that you lost, it's how you lost. And the Bills did effectively, it looked like, they got bullied. They got bullied around by the Houston Texans for the second year in a row in Houston, mind you. But it did look like one of those games where you see a preseason favorite to win the Super Bowl really crashing to earth, and nobody likes looking at it.
Yeah, I think the way that they lost, I think that's a good point in terms of just what the offense looks like, what the defense continues to look like, and just the fact that most people watching, whether they're, covering the sport or not, can look at these things and say, all right, like, why are they doing things the way they're doing them? You know, Josh is getting sacked consistently. He got sacked 8 times, which is a new career high. Spencer Brown is out there playing hurt. They don't do anything to give him any sort of help off the edge or, any sort of heavier personnel, any sort of chipping. It's just the same 5-man protections, which are leading to Will Anderson getting home, Danielle Hunter getting home, whoever it may be. And offensively, the passing game remains anemic, and we know why. It's because they don't have, anybody on the boundary who can consistently create space, separate, be that number one guy. They don't really use Khalil Shakir downfield. He's become basically a screen merchant in the offense, which is frustrating because we've seen what he can do when he has the ball in his hands and does so downfield. And defensively, the same issues remain where they can't tackle. They go light personnel on 4th-and-1, and Woody Marks just plows over, I believe it was Taron Johnson, who got into the backfield on a 4th-and-1 to get a first down. So, like, it's the things that we've seen from Buffalo consistently where we know they live in nickel, and we've seen it now 3 times this season. They've given up 190 or more rushing yards to an opposing team. So many different metrics on both sides of the ball that they are down in compared to last season. And yeah, you said it, like, this is a team that was in the AAC title game last year. We thought, all right, you know, they're at least going to be in that bubble for Super Bowl teams in 2025. But right now, man, like, outside of Josh Allen and James Cook, there's not a lot on this team to say, yeah, they can get to the Super Bowl. And that's pretty frustrating when you have two very good players, you know, one of them the reigning MVP, and you just can't seem to build around them.
Jarrett, and I think that a lot of the heat at this point, at least here in Buffalo, has looked at the offense coordinator and Joe Brady. You mentioned it. Boundary receivers struggling here in Buffalo, and I do think that there's roster construction issues on that. But it does look like boundary receivers in Brady's offense really don't seem to thrive as a whole. And then, of course, you mentioned Khalil Shakir. This year, it's all bubble screens and all this yards after catch. He's being treated effectively like a running back with routes that he's being told to run. And it's very frustrating because, like you mentioned, Shakir does have the ability to do these things. And then there's the frustrating 4 straight runs that Brady calls in, including where Cook looks gassed on that 4th-and-1 play. It does look like the offensive coordinator doesn't seem to have the chops here in Joe Brady.
Yeah, I mean, I think that most fans have just about had it with him, and rightfully so. I was one of those people, you know, at the beginning of the season when cracks started to show at the offense where, you know, I kind of pushed back a little bit, and I said, all right, like, we got to remember the personnel that he's working with. You know, when they started off 4-0, everybody's complaining about the lack of downfield passing game. I wrote a piece, like, talking about why they weren't throwing the ball downfield, and it had to do with the lack of separation. But then, like, you know, on Thursday, for example, like, Tyrell Shavers had a very nice game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They get Josh Palmer back. Gabe Davis, like, had a nice game against Tampa Bay as well. They activate Elijah Moore, and they just don't try anything. And that's the biggest frustration, is that, yeah, you don't have, you know, an elite number one, but you had, you know, Tyrell Shavers, who had a long touchdown and showed to be pretty effective in the deep passing game. Gabe Davis, like, why bring him back if you're not going to do the thing that he does very well, which is be a deep threat? The things that they're doing right now don't make sense. And it's making Josh Allen be more of a passenger in the offense rather than driving the car. Like, Joe Brady wants the offense to revolve around James Cook in the running game. When you've got the reigning MVP, man, like, at some point you've got to recognize that and understand that he can do things other guys can't. And so, yeah, you don't have, you know, a Jalen Waddle, which they could have had. You don't have, you know, a Ja'Marr Chase or a Justin Jefferson. But you've got arguably the best quarterback in football right now who can do things other guys can't, and you're neutering him by not allowing him to try. And that's the most frustrating part of this, is that you've got that special of a talent and you're kind of cutting him off at the knee by not letting him be that special talent.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You make some good points about Joe Brady here. A couple weeks ago, I had the thought before the trade deadline, is there even, if they do bring in a wide receiver one, is there even a possibility he utilizes them properly? And I think we're kind of seeing now, maybe not. Do you think he's the offensive coordinator either way next season? If he gets a job elsewhere, I mean, I think he's kind of coached himself out of getting a head coaching job. I'm not going to lie to you, but I think there's a good possibility the Bills move on from him no matter what. I don't know how you feel on that.
I would lean yes. But even so, man, like, we look at all the coaches, both offensive and defensive, that have come and gone. You know, after the 13-second debacle, Leslie Frazier was kind of made the scapegoat there. And we've seen what the defense has looked like under Bobby Babich. Brian Daboll obviously left to become the head coach in New York. But, you know, firing Ken Dorsey and bringing in Joe Brady, like, that looks like a very good move at the time. And for about a year it was, but now we're seeing it kind of crash and burn. Like, at some point, you know, we got to look at the head guy under the headset and ask if he's the right guy. And, you know, yeah, Joe Brady hasn't been good, and he probably shouldn't be the offensive coordinator, but I think that we also need to ask questions on, all right, is Sean McDermott the right guy to be driving the ship right now? Because, you know, they've been, you know, doing this thing for a long time now, and there's obviously the big infamous stat of, you know, no quarterback and head coach duo after year five together have won a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Well, this is nearly a decade in the making with Josh and Sean McDermott. Eventually, you just got to call it like it is and say maybe this just isn't the right guy, the right regime to get them over the Super Bowl hump. You can always give them credit for ending the drought and turning them back into a real elite power in the AFC while also acknowledging, hey, like, this ceiling, it's probably been reached. And I think that those questions certainly need to be asked.
Well, staying on McDermott for just a second and kind of looking at Brandon Bean as well with the roster construction thoughts. Over the last couple of weeks after the trade deadline, Brandon Bean was asked in a press conference whether or not he believes this is a championship roster, right? After the deadline had passed and no moves were made, and he said yes. And that's paraphrasing, of course. He went into why, but he says yes. Later that, after the Miami loss, after Jalen Waddle does put up the touchdown on you and you look absolutely anemic on offense, Sean McDermott's asked the same question, and he takes a second and just says, I love these players. I love these guys in the locker room on this team, and paraphrasing again. But it doesn't sound like they're on the same page with how this roster's built. Like, what do you make of that? And I know you said, like, we got to look at Sean McDermott, too, and I 100% agree with you, but could this really be a roster construction issue at the center of it?
I think that Sean McDermott is a better head coach than Brandon Bean as a general manager. So I think that if we're laying, you know, cutting up slices of the blame pie, I think Brandon Bean does get a bigger slice of it because, you know, you look at, yes, the roster construction, whether it be through the draft, which he just has not been good at, especially at the top of, you know, rounds one and two. But yeah, the moves that they've made, like trading Stephon Diggs, at the time, I think a lot of people were kind of on board with just because of all the, you know, the rumors of tension behind the scenes and, like, you know, the stuff on Twitter where he, you know, kind of takes a subtle shot at Josh and everybody got upset about it. So doing that, you kind of understood it, but the moves that he's made since, you know, giving Curtis Samuel a lot of money. Well, Curtis Samuel has 81 receiving yards on the year and is never consistently healthy. Giving Josh Palmer a big money deal. Josh Palmer's been a complete non-factor. Drafting Keon Coleman, need I say more? Like, the things that he's done to try to replace Diggs have just been swing and miss, swing and miss, swing and miss. Bad allocation of money and resources. Bad drafting. And so I do think that Bean deserves more of the blame than McDermott does. It's just the way that he's gone about trying to put these rosters together. It's similar, like, if you look at Carolina, a lot of similar issues, right, where they had Cam Newton and their whole plan was just Cam Newton be awesome and hope that the other 52 guys can keep up. It seems that a lot of those same strategies have followed both McDermott and Bean to Buffalo, where, you know, in years past, they've just put everything on the shoulders of Josh and hoped that was enough. Now, you know, James Cook is shouldering a little bit more of the load, but it's still, all right, Josh Allen, James Cook, and cross our fingers that everything else works, because they haven't drafted well. The free agent acquisitions they've made haven't been good. And, you know, by and large, that's handicapped them. And, you know, we see all the, you know, stuff on social media. It's like, oh, man, they're really wasting Josh Allen. And, you know, I think of myself, I would have pushed back a little bit in years past and said, all right, you know, they've been to multiple AFC title games. They've just come up a few plays short. But when you consistently get out-coached in those big games and the players that have been brought in to help take you to that next level aren't good enough, yeah, I think it's completely fair to say, you know, there's issues with the general manager and the head coach.
Jarrett Bailey on the Westsur Hotline with the sporting news. Believe in Steelers, behind the steel curtain, the pump fake. Jarrett, you're everywhere, and I do want to ask you a little bit about Pittsburgh. They are Buffalo's next opponent after this little extended time off that they're going to get here, but the Steelers have problems in their own right, and it's, yes, they are leading the AFC North. Aaron Rodgers is dealing with the broken wrist. Baltimore is suddenly back in the rearview mirror. The Steelers do have the upper hand for now, but is Pittsburgh going to be able to sort out their consistency issues to hold on to the North and a playoff spot?
I don't think they hold on to the lead in the North. I think that Baltimore, you know, got healthy at the right time. They got Lamar back at the right time. Their schedule is easier than Pittsburgh's. They do play the Steelers twice, so I do think that they'll split, the Steelers and the Ravens will, their divisional games like they usually do. But yeah, I just don't believe in what Pittsburgh has done. I don't believe in Mike Tomlin. I don't believe in just about anything that they've done roster wise as well. Like, Aaron's played well, all things considered, but yeah, he, you know, his age has shown up over the past few weeks, dealing with the wrist and whatnot. We'll see what that looks like against Chicago. I expect him to play. They listed him as questionable, but probably his final time getting the chance to play against the Bears in Chicago, I would assume he plays. Defensively, over the past few games, they've gotten better, but still kind of volatile on that side of the ball. And, you know, the biggest thing with them, similar to Buffalo, is they just don't have anybody on the boundary outside of DK Metcalf. But behind DK Metcalf, it's just very, you know, it's Scotty Miller, Calvin Austin, Roman Wilson, Ben Skoranek. Like, there's not anybody that scares you if you're a defense, a secondary. And we've seen it over the past month or so where teams are just shelling and doubling DK Metcalf and daring anybody else in that offense to beat them, and nobody can. So they've had to lean on the run game a little bit more. Luckily, that's been a strength of theirs. They go a lot of heavy personnel because they do have a lot of tight ends that are pretty good. So that's been kind of a saving grace for them, is that they have been able to have a lot of success running the ball, going heavy with the tight ends and whatnot. Darnell Washington's become like the darling of the NFL over the past few weeks, which is kind of nice to see. So like, they do have good things going for them on offense. I think Arthur Smith's done a really good job with the pieces he's been given. They've been pretty solid when it comes to both efficiency and scoring this season. But there is still a ceiling there, and I expect Baltimore to win the division. You know, in years past, you could say, all right, you know, they'll still win 10 games and probably get a wild card spot. But you look at like the depth of the AFC right now. I mean, there's 10 teams that you can make the argument will finish with 10 wins. So it's not a guarantee that if they go 10-7, they'll get in. It's just a much deeper conference than it has been in years past. They might need to get 11 wins and win the division to even get in the postseason. So no guaranteed spots here for them. They have, you know, like you said, game in Buffalo next week. They got Chicago tomorrow, but they go on the road to Detroit, two games against Baltimore. Still have the road game against Cleveland, which has been weird for all AFC North teams over the past few years. So even then, that's not a guaranteed win. They have a lot in front of them where, you know, it's hard for me to, you know, completely guarantee them a playoff spot. And look, if they go from 4-1 and the Ravens are at 1-5 and they don't win the division, you know, we were talking about Sean McDermott potentially needing to go. You know, as a Steelers fan, I've been saying, hey, maybe Mike Tomlin needs to go for a few years now. Don't think he will. He signed through 2027. That's just not how the Steelers do things. So I don't expect that to happen, but there's questions that need asked there as well.
Jarrett, I appreciate you taking the time with us here this morning, and let the fine people here know where to follow you. You've got a lot of things here. There's a lot of platforms that you're on. Let the people know where to find your work.
Yeah, follow me on Twitter/X at JBaileyNFL. That's where, you know, you can find everything that I post and whatnot. But yeah, follow along with the work at the Sporting News. Listen to the podcast, The Pump Fake. Watch it on YouTube as well, under the same handle as my Twitter username. So subscribe to that. But yeah, like I said, if you follow me on Twitter, you know, you'll find everything there.
Jarrett, appreciate the time, and look forward to talking soon with you.
Absolutely, boys. Take care.
That's Jarrett Bailey there on the Westsur Hotline as...
it was a tough game to look at, and we got a little bit of a preview there of the Bills' next opponent in the Pittsburgh Steelers there with Jarrett, as, again, they've got Chicago, and then it's the Bills, and we'll see what happens there. It's like, hey, the Bills had protection issues against the Houston Texans. What's up next? T.J. Watt!
Yeah, you're not feeling real great about that.
Yeah. Bleep.
Yeah.
So
non-FCC regulated term in the break.
Yes, that's pretty much what it is. 803-0550. Rob, Matt, I see you guys there. Hold on through this. We got business to conduct with the Booty Cheek of the Week as well. Coming up next here on Sports Talk Saturday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.